So Lindsey Graham dies at 71 years old, and according to at least the preliminary medical report, was that there was a tear in his aorta.
Yeah.
An aortic dissection. What is that?
I don't know.
It sounds incredibly severe.
It does.
And it ultimately took Lindsey Graham's life. How do you even detect something like this? Something that we hope Dr. Alessandro Vivacqua, the director of the Aortic Center at Corwell Health, William Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, can help dumb down for us, because it sounds very serious and very complicated. Doc, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me in your show.
So tell us a little bit about what an aortic dissection is and obviously the ramifications of having something like that.
Yeah. So an aortic dissection, as the word says, is a disease of the aorta. The aorta is the biggest artery that we have and brings the blood from the heart to all the body. And what happened, the wall of the aorta has three layers. And so a dissection is actually a tear in the inner layer of the wall. And now the blood penetrates into the wall and dissects, means separates the layers of the aortic wall. And this caused two bad things. One is that the wall is now weaker and can rupture. And the other one is that this separation of layers caused what we call a flap. And this flap can obstruct or significantly decrease the blood flow to pretty much all your body. Mm. And so this becomes a medical emergency, because those situations, they are really life-threatening.
Doctor, well, to me, one of the most shocking things is that someone can appear perfectly healthy and then just suddenly collapse. How can this happen with so little warning?
Yes, correct. That's the main issue. And that's also is a reason why many of those diseases are underdiagnosed, because there are no warning signs. So most of the patients, they already have what is called an aneurysm of the aorta, which is silent, doesn't give any symptoms. And so pretty much you don't have anything until 30 seconds before this happens, and it's very catastrophic.
Mm. How common is this in younger people? How common is it for older folks to come down with one of these tears in their aorta?
Yeah, so it's pretty estimated that there are about 13,000 cases in America for aortic dissection every year. And a number of those is calculated about 50% of people that they don't even make to the hospital, so they don't have a diagnosis, and it's just people that suddenly died. And it's most common usually in men with above 50, 60, 70 years old. And then there is another group of patients that accounts for about 20% of the cases. There are people that have a genetic disease, so means they were born with this, and there are like people like they have Marfan syndrome, or they have what we call a bicuspid aortic valve. So the aortic valve is this valve that is between your heart and the aorta, and it opens when the heart squeezes the blood to go to all the body, and then when the heart fills, it closes so the blood doesn't go backwards. So these aorta has three flaps usually, but in about 2% of the patient is has only two, what we call bicuspid, and this is another risk factor. And so there is about those kind of genetic disease, they manifest early in life. So it's more common in younger patients, the 20, 30, or 40s. And then there is another small amount of dissection that can happen if some people use like cocaine, or they have a physical trauma like a car accident or a significant fall. Mm. So mainly older people, male, but in a small population can be much younger. Mm.
Doctor, if someone, let's just say someone has a close relative who's had an aortic dissection, should they be screened even if they feel perfectly healthy?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's very important to know if there is a, what we call a family history, because we know that those dissection and aneurysms, which is the precondition usually of dissection, they run into families. So it's very important that you get screened. There is, we have the availability to do some genetic testing to see if there is a genes that cause this and that runs into family. And then it's very important to get screened, to talk with a doctor, get at least an echocardiogram or a CAT scan to see if you have any of this enlargement of the aorta that we call aneurysm. And if this is the case, it's very important that this is follow up very closely, because we can look if there is any change in size, then we have to intervene early to avoid the, a dissection or a rupture happens.
Dr. Alessandro Vivacqua, thank you for your time and insight on this. Certainly important for people to know. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, the scary part, like once again, the scary part is that someone can, you know,
yeah,
feel great and then the next moment they don't.
Right.
I mean, and according to a lot of witnesses, you know, he said, Lindsey Graham said he didn't feel well and people told him, hey, you need to go to the doctor and mm-hmm. get that checked out. He says, okay, well, I'll do it after my hit tomorrow on, you know, Meet the Press.
Yeah.
And it didn't get to that. You know.
That's scary. Yeah. Have you seen this video of this buffalo? This bison?
I did.
Okay. Walk us through exactly what happened here.
So the bison basically saw this grandfather and his grandson, or son, or father and son, and came at them and came after the father and ran up behind him and flipped him up in the air. It looks like about 10 feet. He came down. He severely, I think he fractured his femur in several places, and he lies still, and I think that kind of saved his life. I mean, I think he lied still because he was knocked out, and the bison didn't continue, because
right.
usually bisons, but from, it was a zoo director who was on TV yesterday, and he said basically what the problem is, this is the time of year where bison are looking for, male bison are looking for females, and their hormones are just going crazy. And they're just like, their mind is just gone. And anything will set them off because they want to fight, because they've been fighting
mm-hmm.
because they're trying to get
they're
to this.
Fighting over females.
Over females.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and the person who took the actual film of this happening said he saw the bison before this happened rolling around in
yeah.
the dust.
There's video of that. Yeah.
Just going nuts. And they think that truck, it was a truck that went past, you know, the bison. They because the bison was laying down. They think the truck blew the horn in the truck, and
that was fight mode for
it. Was like, oh, you're challenging me.
Yeah,
you know,
this was happening at Yellowstone National Park, and Carl Isom McDaniel was the man visiting when he got attacked. Sounds like he's gonna be all right.
No, he's gonna be okay,
but a little worse for wear.
Yeah, you know, and he's still here, thank the Lord.
Scary stuff. Meanwhile, engineers are using thermal advances and AI to extend car life. What does that mean for those who fix our cars? It's coming up on JR Morning.